Hello, and welcome to the Pro Durable Tarot podcast. As some of you may know, I am an ER nurse when I'm not doing the tarot thing. And we're still in a pandemic, and it doesn't seem to be slowing down. So that combined with my general concerns over the longevity of my business model has made me reconsider whether or not I should have a tarot business right now. This is something I've been thinking about for a while. Some listeners may realize that I've sort of been taking a step back for a little bit as my career ramps up. And I thought about it a lot and decided that maybe one of the best things I could do is hand the business over to someone who I love and trust. So my girlfriend, Talon, will be taking over Antifragile Tarot. However, their business sensibilities are a little bit different than mine. I thought we could have a nice, smooth transition. And I could tell you a little bit more about my exit and what they plan to do with what is now Pro Durable Tarot. So, you know, as you know, at Antifragile Tarot, I've been very committed to providing a very no-nonsense, psychologically-based tarot card service that doesn't really shy away from the negative things that you might be going through, but also I'm here to make you stronger for what breaks you down. That's the core of antifragility. As such, I've never been a tough love kind of reader. I've never been someone who wants to shake you up with, you know, dire news just to get you to come back. It's something I've been very against. But I trust Talon's vision implicitly. And when we were discussing how to hand over the business, instead of just taking over as Antifragile Tarot and picking up something that wasn't theirs, they decided to go their own way with it. And Antifragile is going to become Pro-Durable. Now, what does that mean? Well, it will require a fair amount of rebranding. The logo will now be an inverted star. Just to sort of play up the new edginess of the business. And Talon's approach is going to be very much a tough love kind of approach. Now, I don't want you to be concerned. You know, just a few weeks ago, Talon was doing readings for tips on their personal Facebook, but they are totally ready for all of the business end of running a professional tarot business. They are completely ready for this. You know, there's really no preparation that you need to jump into reading for yourself and your loved ones to running a tarot business with social media and sales platforms and branding and a podcast. No, you don't need to actually, you know, spend time developing your own brand. You can totally just pick up from where someone else left off and run with it. It's a really great way to get a tarot business off the ground, especially right now. I mean, everyone needs some guidance. That's a great way to make a buck, right? Yeah, I think this is going to be a very exciting move because, you know, while I have, very much been cautious about framing difficult news in readings as something actionable, as something that you can be empowered by instead of feel victimized by, Pro Durable is going to be all about how you can bull your way through any obstacle with nothing but your sheer force of will. There's a lot to be said for that approach, especially because Talon is only going to be using a very select set of decks, a lot of majors only decks. You know, you don't really need the minor arcana, you know, with the pro durable stance. There's going to be this move towards getting rid of the nuance in readings, right? These readings with all these cards, it's just too much. You know, you don't need to go that deep into it. Let's just get to the really big names, big themes in your reading. So let's just go right to the major arcana. You don't need those minors. It's not a big deal. And Pro Durable is really, really going to focus on how to build you up and make you want to get another reading. Because that's always the most important part of any professional tarot card reading. You should want to come back for more. Not that you feel empowered by the reading to make changes in your life. And even if you never get another reading, you'll remember that one. No, you're gonna want more readings from Pro Durable Tarot in a way that Anti-Fragile Tarot could never deliver. So I really hope that you will support this new change in what has been a, passion project of mine for the last 5 or so years. It's been a good run. I've really enjoyed reading for everybody. I've really enjoyed kind of bringing my little brand of tarot to the world. But I think that I sort of represent this middle guard. I'm definitely not an old guard reader, but I definitely represent sort of the, we could consider me like the Gen X of tarot card readers, right? Like, I'm not a boomer reader. But Gen X, maybe Gen Y, but, Pro Durable Tarot is going to be a very millennial experience. It's not going to be a Gen Z experience. It's not going to be totally off the wall. They do have a Rider-Waite deck that they do use sometimes, but, there's not a lot of use in holding on to tradition with the Pro Durable stance. The pro-durable stance is really all about how you can grab this bull by the horns and push through it and tough love. Tough love your way out of this situation. Well, these cards say that you're a jerk. These cards say that your boyfriend's a jerk. You should dump him. There's going to be no of this prevaricating of, well, here's how you're feeling about this relationship, and here's what you need to work on in yourself to figure out if this is where you want to be with this. No. You're not going to find any of that in Pro Durable. Pro Durable is going to be so straight, so to the point, that it's going to make Anti-Fragile Tarot's readings look like fluffy bunny wishy-washy nonsense. So I hope you're all really excited and ready to back this, because I don't know if you realize the date, but it's April Fool's. All right, I can't keep up a joke for more than, 10 minutes. It's been 8. I couldn't take that one seriously anymore. Talon is a reader who I deeply respect. And partly because they are doing this their way. And their readings are very much their own. And they're not jumping face first into a professional reader position when they're not ready. And, hopefully no one is offended by anything that I snarkily referenced over there. If you are, maybe you should take a look at how you're doing your readings and see if there's something you want to change in there. I don't need a pack of cards to tell you that. But I hope that that was a little bit of silliness. I hope I didn't give you too much of a heart attack. Yes, it's true. I have had to take a little bit of a step back from Anti-Fragile Tarot because being an ER nurse in a pandemic is way worse than I thought it was going to be. And I don't have the gumption to do any tarot card readings about it. I certainly don't have the energy to do tarot card readings for other people. So my Etsy is on hiatus if you are listening to this when it is released. Hopefully, you are listening to this at some point in the future, when the pandemic is over and is but a distant memory, and my Etsy is back open so I can continue to give all of you good people readings. But today is not that day. And while I sort of wish that I could hand the mantle of Anti-Fragile Tarot over to somebody else, if there's nothing else I've learned in the last few years of this journey, it's that I do have something special and unique to bring to the world and the tarot community and to each one of you listening. I've gotten a lot of emails from people over time saying that this podcast and my approach has made them feel less alone. It's made them feel less strange about their approach to reading because they, you know, are interested in tarot cards, but not the way that some of their friends are, but more than some of their other friends are. And, you know, it's always good not to feel alone, especially as we're all social distancing, especially as we're all missing people. Talon was actually supposed to guest star on this with me. I did not just put her on the spot, but she is super busy with work from home stuff. If she ever does open up her readings for the public, I will absolutely be repping them because they're great. I love getting readings from her. But she also wouldn't take over the mantle of someone else's business. She would do it her way. So, I hope that you're all doing well. I hope that this short little episode lifted your spirits a little bit. If you want to support me right now, the best thing to do, honestly, leave a comment on my Instagram. I'm Anti-Fragile Tarot. Send me an email at antifragiletarot@gmail.com. Tell me how you're doing throughout all of this. Keep staying at home. Keep telling people you know to stay at home. Be smart when you go out. Newest recommendations say you should be wearing a mask when you go out. You don't need to wear an N95 mask. Those you should probably save for the healthcare workers. But a regular surgical mask, even a fabric face mask, especially if you're washing them regularly, it's not a bad idea if you got to go to the supermarket or are going for a walk or something. You can still go for walks. Just, you know, try not to get within 6 feet of other people. Maybe explore some of the less populated areas of your neighborhood. Maybe bring a pack of cards and sit somewhere out of the way and then get some reading done in the sunlight. It's a nice idea. I keep meaning to do it, but I've just been way too drained to really do any card readings lately. All right. Well, thank you for listening. Don't worry. Anti-Fragile Tarot isn't going anywhere. Unfortunately, I will not be at the next JC Oddities Market, which will be the cemetery market in June, because I will be at a wedding with my girlfriend, assuming that we're not still social distancing. So I won't be there, but you should definitely go and support the goats at the Harsimus Cemetery. I will be posting about it on my Instagram, even though I'm not going to be a part of it, because I will have severe FOMO, as are we all right now. I will be back in the middle of the month. I'm really, really hoping to set up an interview with someone really cool, but I don't want to talk about it in case it doesn't happen, because I really want it to happen, but I don't want to jinx it. So if I don't have that really cool interview on deck, what I will have is an episode that people have been asking for a while, which is corresponding cards, you know, some pairings that you might want to look for that strengthen or otherwise interact interestingly. I will be going off of standard Rider-Waite, of course. So either way, you're going to have a great episode in the middle of the month. And hopefully it makes up for some of the heart attack from this one. All right. I hope you have a witchy and or wonderful week. Don't hesitate to reach out to chat. I'm around via email. And please take care of yourselves and be safe. And we'll chat in a couple of weeks. Bye.